Navasu. In the nine. Api. Certainly. Varsheshu. Tracts of land known as Varshas. Bhagavan. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Narayanaha. Lord Vishnu. Mahapurushaha. The Supreme Person. Purushanam. Unto His various devotees. Tatanugrahaya. To show His mercy. Atma tattva vyuhena. By expansions of Himself. In the quadruple forms, Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. Atmana, personally, Adyapi, until now, Sanidhyate, is near the devotees for accepting their services. Translation, to show mercy to His devotees in each of these nine tracts of land, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Narayan, expands Himself in His quadruple principles of Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. In this way, He remains near His devotees to accept their service. Purport. In this connection, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur informs us that the demigods worship the Supreme Lord in His various deity forms, Archa Vigraha, because except in the material world, the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be directly worshipped in person. In the material world, the Lord is always worshipped as the Archa Vigraha, or deity in the temple. There is no difference between the Archa Vigraha and the original person, and therefore those who are engaged in worshipping the deity in the temple in full opulence, even on this planet, should be understood to be directly in touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead without a doubt. As enjoined in the Shastras, Archie Vishnu Shiladir Gurushu Naramatihi. No one should treat the deity in the temple as stone or metal. Nor should one think that the spiritual master is an ordinary human being. One should strictly follow this Shastric injunction and worship the deity, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, without offenses. The spiritual master is the direct representative of the Lord, and no one should consider him an ordinary human being. By avoiding offenses against the deity and the spiritual master, one can advance in spiritual life or Krishna consciousness. In this regard, the following quotation appears in the Laghu Bhagavatamrita. Padme tu parama vyomna purva dyedik chatushtaye vasudeva dayo vyuhash chatvara katita kramat tata pada vibhuta ucha nivasanti kramadime jalavriti stavaikunta stita vedavati pure Satyur dve vaishnave loke nityakye dvaraka pure shudodadu tare shveta dvipe chairavati pure kshiram buddhistita tante kroda paryanka damani satvatiye kvachit tantre navavyuha prakirtitaha Chatvaro Vasudevadya Narayana Nrishimhakao Hayagrivo Mahakrodo Brahmachiti Navoditaha Tatra Brahma Tu Vigyaha Purvokta Vidyaha Vidyaya Harihi. In the Padma Purana it is said that in the spiritual world the Lord personally expands in all directions and is worshipped as Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. The same God is represented by the deity in this material world, which is only one quarter of his creation. Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha are also present in the four directions of this material world. There is a Vaikuntha Loka covered with water in this material world. And on that planet is a place called Vedavati, where Vasudev is located. Another planet, known as Vishnu Loka, is situated above Satya Loka, and there Sankarshan is present. Similarly, in Dwarakapuri, Pradyumna is the predominator. On the island known as Shvetadvip, there is an ocean of milk, and in the midst of that ocean is a place called Airavatapura, where Aniruddha lies on Ananta. In some of the Satvata Tantras, there is a description of the nine Varshas and the predominating deity worshipped in each. Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, Narayan, Nrisimha, Hayagriva, Mahavaraha and Brahma. The Lord Brahma mentioned in this connection is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When there is no fit human being to empower as Lord Brahma, the Lord himself takes the position of Lord Brahma. Tatra Brahma tu vigyaya purvokta vidaya harihi. That Brahma mentioned here is Hari himself.
Navasvapi varsheshu Bhagavan Narayano Mahapurushaha Purushanam tadanugrahayatma tatva vyahe natmanadyapi sanidiyate.
To show mercy to his devotees in each of these nine tracts of land, the Supreme Personality of Godhead known as Narayan expands himself in his quadruple principles of Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. In this way, he remains near his devotees to accept their service. In the Brahma Samhita, it is said, Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam. The Lord manifests in many, many forms, innumerable forms, everywhere, both in the spiritual world and in the material world. And for those who want to see him, he can manifest in all kinds of forms. And different devotees, they like to see the Lord in a specific form. And therefore he manifests in order to please his devotees, he manifests in different forms to reciprocate the love of his devotees. So in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are descriptions on different expansions and incarnations of the Lord. It's very detailed description. And here, some of the expansions of the Lord are mentioned, actually the chief expansions. And also in the material world, the Lord manifests as Archa Vigraha, or Archa Murti, as the deity in the temple. So here you are very fortunate to have Radha Krishna deity. Not everywhere devotees have Radha Krishna deity. I travel many places all over the world, and not every temple has Radha Krishna deities. So you have Shri Radha Gopinath. And I don't know if you know, but devotees from other parts of the world, they actually like these deities. Just the other day, one devotee became my friend on the Facebook and said, "Oh, you're in Radhadesh. I love Radha Gopinath. Every day I see the darshan pictures on the website." And but have you ever been here? No. Would you like to come? Yes. Okay, so we can pray to Gopinath, Shri Radha Gopinath, to bring you here. So you can see them, you can stand in front of the altar and see them live, not only picture. But people get attached. I know another devotee in Peru who really likes Shri Radha Shyama Sundar from the Hungarian farm. And so we arranged to send a big picture like this, A4. And then this devotee said, "This was the best gift I got in my life." So you never know who will get attached to what Krishna, to which deities. Because when you like something, it's spontaneous, it's natural. And you know, I'm sure you know what you like. You also know whom you like when you see someone. That devotee who likes this deity is from Mumbai, Chaupati. And then I sent some links to, which are not on the website. I sent a link with a picture of Radha Gopinath to that devotee. And to reciprocate, this devotee sent me a picture of Radha Gopinath from Chaupati. But the small deities. And Radharani looked angry. She looked angry, really. And I said to that devotee, "Radharani looks angry here." And the devotee said, "Is this a chili? You put chili on the... Is this a chili? No? My goodness, I really like chili. Krishna is teasing me." Huh? I can't smell anything. Can I take all of this? I have for the next 7 days. This is amazing. I have to give a hot class now. Maybe I should take doping. Somebody's playing some games here. This is weird. So why I'm saying this, that Radharani looked angry, because if you look at the deities and the pictures of the deities, they are not always the same, because they are not statues. They are not statues. They are Krishna himself, and they can change the expression of their face. And we all know that if we are in Maya, if we look at Krishna, he doesn't look very happy and very pleased. He doesn't smile, and he maybe sometimes has sad eyes. But when we are Krishna conscious, if we have been doing service during the day and we come in the evening or next morning in front of the deities, then Krishna looks very happy. And we feel that he is giving his blessings to us. So here it is said that Krishna is not a statue. He is Krishna himself. So deities can reciprocate, and therefore we offer prayers to the deities and we talk to the deities. Sometimes devotees come to me and say, "Why Krishna is doing this? Why Krishna is doing that?" And then I say, "Did you ask him? Why don't you ask him? Why are you asking me? How can I ask him? I don't know how to talk to him. You can speak English, he understands. No problem. You can speak even in Dutch or what is this? French. Flemish, yeah. He knows all English. According to Krishna book, Krishna speaks all languages. So he will not have any trouble. He doesn't need a Google translator to understand you. And Google translation is not, it's like 70% accurate. So he will understand you in any language you pray and you talk to him. And then you will see he's a person. Draupadi was angry at Krishna, why didn't you come? Because I was in trouble, they wanted to strip me naked. And he said, because you didn't call me. Krishna is not a thing. He's a person. He has ears and he can hear. So this is very hard to understand. It's very hard to understand that Krishna is a person. But he's not an ordinary person. He's a supreme person. You know that. You heard that. But what is special about that person? One thing that is special about him is that he is Suhridam Sarva Bhutanam. He is the best friend. And he is always with us. When we are in the spiritual world, he is with us. When we are in the material world, he is with us. And he is watching what we are doing. And even when we forget him, he's there. He's waiting for us to remember him and to talk to him. He wants to talk to us. Sometimes people might tell you, I really want to talk to you. You say, why? Because I have so many things to tell you. And I know that you listen. You can listen for hours. Okay. I thought you would like to ask me some questions so that I can talk. But it's okay. We can talk. I know this, our talking actually is your talking. It's not that we will talk. You will talk and I will listen, and that's okay. And if you don't mind, while I'm listening to you, if I take some prasadam, it will be very entertaining for me. And usually they don't mind. But some of the devotees are afraid that if I eat while they talk to me, I will not be able to concentrate on the valuable content that they are providing. So sometimes they are annoyed and I have to not eat, which is sometimes very austere. Because sometimes they come exactly when I'm hungry and they say it's urgent. So you have to fast a little bit for 1-2 hours before you can eat. So now Krishna, believe it or not, he wants you to talk to him. If you look at the nectar of devotion, there are 64 qualities, and one of the qualities of Krishna is gratefulness. He is grateful. And you will see there is 2 points made in that text that explains that quality. First point is about Draupadi. When she was in trouble, she threw her hands in the air and said, "Hey Krishna, hey Govinda, please save me." And he came. And it says, I think Rupa Goswami says, Srila Prabhupada also says, repeats, that Krishna felt indebted to Draupadi because she called him when she was in trouble. So whenever you're in trouble, and there is no problem to have trouble, because we get in trouble every now and then, so when you're in trouble, if you call Krishna, he will not only be grateful to you that you ask him for help, but he will feel indebted. He will be indebted to you. This is even more than gratitude. So, also it is said in that text that he is grateful when you chant Hare Krishna. For every Maha Mantra that you pronounce, he is grateful. Krishna wants you more than anybody else. Krishna wants you more than anybody else. Imagine you have somebody who wants you. You naturally want to become curious, who is that person? Like, for example, there is matchmaking service in ISKCON, websites, and some people, devotees, are doing these things. And then you want to get married. And then you come to that matchmaking devotee, and he or she says, you know what? Somebody is really interested in you. You say, really? My goodness, this person must be special. Who is he? And then you, the matchmaker gives you his CV. Wow, he's an IT professional. he's this and he's that. And then you look at his picture and, well, then you see, oh my goodness, is this really how he looks like? But even maybe he doesn't look very impressive to you, for your taste, but the fact that he's interested in you is almost irresistible. Somebody is interested in me, my goodness, that's really interesting. Let me see who he is. Why are you interested in me? Well, because you are special. I saw your picture actually on the matchmaking website and I almost fainted. I was thinking, this girl is not from this world. And you say, yes, I'm not from this world. I'm from the hellish planets. And I came to ruin your life. I look like an angel, but I'm going to turn into a witch, like Putana. I'm in the disciplic succession of Putana. Beautiful on the outside, but very, very cruel on the inside. Krura. Krura. And so this commodity, this facility is there, but we don't appreciate. He is interested in us. We don't believe it. We think, when I go to the spiritual world, there is so many gopis that I will always be in the back. And then it's hard because you have to elbow your way through the to the front where is Radha Krishna sitting on the pedestal. And gopis are fighting, you know, who will go get first to the pedestal and offer something. And it's very crowded there. I mean, Krishna said there is millions of Lakshmis or gopis. It's so crowded. And it will be very, you know, I will just be lonely in the back. But actually in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita it is said, you all know the picture like here, it's not exactly that picture, but picture when Krishna is taking prasada with the cowherd boys, it says in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita by Sanatana Goswami that every cowherd boy was thinking that Krishna looks only at him. So Krishna has this capacity to give you an impression that he is looking at you. It's not only an impression, he can expand himself and he really does it. So you never feel neglected, you never feel lonely. You feel that his full attention is on you, and I know that you want attention. I know that. Because every day I speak with devotees who want attention. 1-to-1 or 2-to-1 or 1-to-2. But imagine you have an attention of the Supreme Person. That's amazing. If you want attention, you get attention of the Supreme Person. And he is ready to give it to you, but you don't notice him. When you chant his name, you don't notice the holy name. Because in the mind there is so many things. You don't even notice that sound that coming out of your mouth. You don't notice that sound because the dialogue or the monologue of the mind is so strong. You don't notice the holy name. Then you stand in front of the deity and then you don't see this beautiful Krishna at all. You see some light there. There is devotees who joined our movement and they say sometimes, actually my ex-spiritual master said when he joined, first month, he was thinking that the altar is only light. There is nothing there, just light. It's very light. And he was standing in the back and he was thinking it's just light. So, when our vision is covered by the dialogue or the monologue of the mind, we don't even see Krishna there. We don't notice. We are inattentive. We have these books. We have the books. And we put them on our shelf. So that we invite, when we invite Vaishnavas for lunch, we can show them that we have the Bhagavatam set. And we have all the books, and you know, BLS makes sure that all the books are there. Every latest book I buy, and I don't read it. It's just there. I have no time. I have to cook. I have to take a shower. 6 times a day. And these books stand there. And Prabhupada said, these books are not only for distributing, they are also for reading. I'm reading Vanipedia, but I can't read Prabhupada's books. Because actually it's old-fashioned. To open a book made of paper, that's old fashioned. I want my Kindle. And how do you call them? Kindle and iPad, ebook reader. And I want to read them there. So we just neglect Krishna. And do you have faith in God? Oh, that's an insult. How can you ask such a question? But actually, every day practically I speak to devotees whose faith is shaken. Why? Because something happened that they don't like. Why me? Why bad things are happening to a nice guy like me? It's not fair. Every day, their faith is shaken because they are in trouble. But when the pure devotee is in trouble, his faith is increasing and he prays for more trouble like Queen Kunti. She says, please give me more trouble because only when I'm in trouble I remember you, otherwise I forget you. She's very honest. When we are in trouble, our faith is shaken. Is there really God? Is there really protection? God is not fulfilling my almost Krishna conscious desires? You know what's happening here? Something is wrong. These devotees don't recognize my qualities. I'm a sadhu. Where is the ladu? So, our faith is shaken. People's faith is shaken when things don't go their way every day. But if you want to be happy in Krishna consciousness, develop your faith and associate with devotees who have unshakable faith, associate with unbreakable warriors, people who will never leave this movement no matter what. They went through heaven and hell, through fire and water, and they are still around. This kind of people we want to associate with because they have unshakable faith. So if we speak about devotee care, and I always speak about devotee care, is that we help them to strengthen their faith. Do you really believe in God? I was robbed in Athens underground. I will teach you now how to steal. how they took my purse from my pocket, which was zipped. If you lean on somebody with your chest, for example, and they feel the touch of your chest on their back, it's difficult to perceive any other touch. So that's what they've done with me. It was crowded, they leaned on me, and then they opened my thing and my pocket and took cash. I actually took the purse and everything, passports, but then somehow they dropped it and they just took some cash. And I found the purse. But I didn't feel it. I mean, I'm not so unconscious. I am unconscious, but not so unconscious. And so when somebody presses you, and at that time I was speaking with somebody about something that maybe I shouldn't have spoken. So that was, I was thinking, why this happened? Maybe what I spoke at that time when I was robbed wasn't right. It's not such a heavy thing that I was speaking about, but maybe it wasn't appropriate. Then I was just asking Krishna, I mean, you gave me this money, why did you take it away? You gave it to a thief. He will misspend it. And I was trying to listen to the answer, and this is what I heard. You may tell me, you may judge if this is speculation. Krishna said, there is unlimited money everywhere. And I can give you more money. Don't worry about that money that is gone. Don't worry. But I want you to learn a lesson. One lesson is what we are talking about, maybe you should avoid while you were robbed. Another lesson was that whenever you have extra money, give it away. Give to a devotee who needs it. So look for devotees who need money. And there is always devotees who need money. So sometimes I give class like this, and some devotees after the class come to me and say, do you have money? Do you have extra? And my logic is that better give it to a devotee than to a thief. So in the Shastra it is said that the Brahmana should not keep money, but immediately spend it on service or on worship. And or a Vaishnava uses money in Krishna service immediately. And so one message was, give more in charity. Don't keep for a long time big cash, but give charity. So I tried to do this, but then I ran out of money. I got into trouble. So I understood that I had to be balanced. Don't give too much, but don't give too little. And it's good to have amount that if you are robbed, you won't regret too much. So it's not such a big amount, it's not such a small amount, because you need it sometimes for the ticket or whatever. So when things like this happen, then, you know, our fate is shaken. Why Krishna took away this money? I'm not spending it, I'm not misusing it. Why this thief, who is a sinful person, got that money? This is just one example. You come to me and say, wow, something happened to me, it's not fair. And I say, well, you have no idea what happens to other people. What happened to you is peanuts. It's peanuts. If you hear what happened to this other devotee, you would faint. Really? Don't tell me. So, do you have faith in God? That's my question. Do you really have faith in God? And this will be tested when you get in trouble and when things don't go your way. And Krishna is behind everything. Sarva karana karana means Krishna is the cause of all causes. So therefore, scriptures are full of success principles. And if we have faith in God's word given to us by Srila Prabhupada in his teachings, then we will learn these principles. My study of Shastra is from the point of view of success. And that's why I do Gita coaching program, which is basically dedicated to apply the success principles from the Bhagavad Gita and other books for the success of devotees. So I want to give you, before I finish, six great, great success principles from the scriptures. You know them, but to remind you, and if you go back to them often, your life will change. Six symptoms of surrender, or six guidelines for surrender. Accept everything favorable, reject everything that is unfavorable for the discharge of devotional service. Anukulasya sankalpa, pratikulasya varjana. Believe firmly in the Lord's protection. Do you believe firmly in the Lord's protection in any situation? Feel exclusively dependent on the mercy of the Lord. Have no interest other than the interest of the Lord. And always feel oneself meek and humble. So, when we look at this verse, it says, to show mercy to his devotees, tat anugrahat. Tat anugrahaya, to show mercy to his devotees. And devotees are described as purushanam, his various devotees, that's you also. Purushanam and sanidhyate, is near the devotees for accepting their service. So the Lord approached us. The Lord approached us in the form of the scripture, in the form of the deity, to help us so that we can serve him and get benefit from that. He's giving us his causeless mercy. So when we hear such verses, like today's verse, that he expands and he manifests in different varshas, we can only feel grateful. We can only feel grateful. Also, Krishna has appeared in the form of Srimad Bhagavat, in the form of his books. And during the book distribution marathon, devotees all over the world, they show their concern for people and care by giving them those books. And these books are the beginning of devotee care. When I think of book distribution, I don't think only of person buying a book. I think about person buying a book, somebody contacting them, asking them, are you reading it? No. Why are you not reading it? Are you applying it? No. Why are you not applying it? Can I visit you? No. Yes, I will visit you. And encourage people to read the books, to apply the books, to get benefit from the books, not only put them on the shelf or throw them away. And we want them to become devotees and to become preachers. So we have a plan from getting the book to starting to give the books to preach. So Sankirtan is also devotee care. And we feel great gratitude to Srila Prabhupada and his bona fide representatives and Krishna for appearing in the form of these teachings, which will liberate our mind from all anxiety and doubts. And your project here, Radha Desh, is a wonderful example already. And it can be even better, you know, like in all different aspects. But I think you should excel in all aspects of services and become the best in everything. Become a world example of a wonderful, caring community, Krishna conscious community. You have so many aspects, so many facets, so many aspects of the project. And you have Bhaktivedanta College, you have visits of many, many people, you have a restaurant, a guest house, wonderful deities, wonderful teachers and students in the college, and many things. And if you go to any place, when I was coming here, I was thinking, how many devotees do I like in Radhadesh? And it came to about 10-15, because I don't know everyone, so, but there is a nice number of devotees. And it's nice to come to a place where there are people that you like. And of course, devotees are very kind to me. I'm very grateful for that. Whenever I come here, and I hope to serve devotees here as much as possible. I came specifically to work with Vishnumurti Prabhu on Vanipedia and expanding or improving. And we work a lot during the past 7-8 days. But I'm also available until the 11th for individual sessions, conversations with devotees. So if you would like to talk about your life and your success, I'm available. And we just have to arrange time. And thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for being here in Krishna consciousness and doing your best to make advancement. We are so blessed that we have all this mercy of Krishna and Srila Prabhupada, and we should take full advantage to get more mercy and to give out the mercy, especially in the form of Srila Prabhupada's books and devotee care. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Do you have any questions? Any comments? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki.